After he learned the shoe repair trade, he had a shop in the Muehlbach Hotel, and next door to the hotel, Harry Truman and Harry Levi had this little haberdashery shop. In the afternoons, my dad and Harry Truman would be in the Muehlbach Hotel coffee shop, having coffee and shooting the breeze and discussing affairs of the day. Truman had already been to war and come back. My dad was going to war, but armistice was declared, so he didn't go across the big pond, as they said back then. So Harry was telling my dad, you know, I think I'm going to go into politics. I've done everything there is to do. I've married Bess. We're living in an upstairs bedroom in her mother's house in Independence. All I own in my life is an old black Buick, and I've got to do something to make some money. My dad told Harry, there's no way you can be a politician. And Harry Truman said, why do you say that? He says, well, for one thing, you're too damn honest. Harry said, well, I've got to try it. When Harry went into politics, he started out as a county judge. Then he was a commissioner. Then he ran as lieutenant governor. He made governor of Missouri. And the next thing you know, he was the vice president. And Roosevelt died, and Harry Truman became president. When he was sworn in as president, he sent my dad a telegram, and he said, well, I made it clear to the top, Gus. When you come to D.C., look me up. I'll have you a room in the White House. And guess what? When my brother was killed on Iwo Jima, he was brought back to be buried at Fort Leavenworth. After World War II, there was just hardly any hotel rooms or any place to stay when you went somewhere. My dad, my mom, and my sister and I all went to Kansas City to meet the relatives and go to Fort Leavenworth for my brother's service. Dad said, I know where we can stay. So he called up Harry Truman's secretary, and he says, oh, by all means, you're all going to stay in the suite. Just go on up to Harry's room.
In
the presidential suite in the top floor of the Muehlbach Hotel in Kansas City. So my mom, my sister, and I slept in Truman's bed. My dad slept on a couch in the living room. So I tell people, well, I slept in Truman's bed. And they go, was he in it? And I went, now, wait a minute. Just a minute. He was in the Blair House. He wasn't even in the White House, because at that time they were redoing the White House, and they were in the Blair House.
Do you have recollections of seeing Harry Truman and being around him? Tell
us.
He
was a small man, oh, a real natty dresser. He always wore three-piece suits, always had the vest. He was an impeccable dresser. One thing that a lot of people didn't know was he could cuss a mile a minute. But he was the perfect gentleman in front of ladies. You couldn't ask for a nicer, more compassionate man.
Were you ever in his clothing store?
No. See, after a while, the Muehlbach Hotel closed down. It was shut down for quite a while, and they didn't really restore it until just about 15 years ago.
So his clothing store was in that hotel?
Yes.
On the main floor, obviously.
Uh-huh, yes. And Dad's little shoe repair shop was around the corner. So he knew Harry and Uncle Mike that would go over and bring the boys over to learn trades and set them up in business, owned the hotel coffee shop, but he was always traveling. So if Dad didn't have anything to do, he'd go over and babysit the coffee shop in the afternoon so Uncle Mike could run to the bank or run errands or something. So Dad and Harry always had their coffee time in the afternoons in the coffee shop next door to Harry and Sam Levi's haberdashery shop.